Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, good evening. My name is Nina. I'm calling because I see there is two charges on my credit card, and I am not sure what it is. One is on May 8th, and one is on May 12th.
Okay, I can look it up for you, ma'am. What's your name again?
Last name is Patel. First name is Nayana, Nayana.
Okay, and let's see, what's your zip code?
08854.
08854. And you said how many charges do you see on your statement?
So one charge is on May 8th. It's $7.95. And May 12th, $56.95. I do not recognize this, so I want to know what's happening.
Okay, it's not coming up under your zip code. Can you spell your first name and last name so I can try to type it in?
Yes, his last name is P as a Peter, A as a Apple, T as a Tom, E as a Elephant, L as a Larry. First name is Nayana. It's Nayana.
Nayana Patel. Okay. I think I have an account. Will you verify your mailing address again or your email address?
Yes, the mailing address is 501 Whittier Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey 08854.
Okay. Oh, just a moment, please. Okay, and yes, I do have that account pulled up, and it's showing where you paid $7.95 shipping and handling for that KitchenAid. And the terms and conditions states that you were enrolled into this monthly subscription.
No, actually, that is a mistake.
Okay. So we can go ahead and cancel that subscription for you. I have a cancellation number if you would like that information. Okay, it is C as in Charlie 260
One
one.
second, please.
Okay.
C160.
No, 260
C60.
150
150.
263.
263.
Yes, ma'am. We have that subscription canceled out for you.
Okay, so then those charges will be taken care of, right?
Well, on those charges, we can offer you a 35% refund because it is a valid charge.
It did not say this was for the subscription, though.
Okay, well, since that information went unnoticed, as a courtesy, I can go ahead and offer you a 50% refund on that charge, but that's the most that I can offer.
Because this is like somebody is like trying to grab you and with the fine print, because there is nothing that was written that this is a subscription. It only showed that 7.95. It did not show that 56.95. So that really does not look right.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. I do apologize for that, that information went unnoticed. But like I said, I can cancel the subscription. I can go ahead and process that 50% refund, and they ask that you allow 3 to 5 business days to see that credit.
It should be complete because that, as I said, it did not say there when I looked, it did not say that this is a subscription. That 7.95, I agree with it. It's not a problem. But that one which went on May 12th, that is without my knowledge. And I probably have to dispute if it is without my knowledge because that charge should not have been there on May
Okay.
12th.
Well, if you will hold for just a moment, I can see what I can do for you. Because, if you contact your bank trying to dispute, they will have to contact the company and try to verify that it was a valid charge. But if you will hold, I can see if there's anything else I can do for you. Hold, please.
Thank you.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. My supervisor is giving me permission to refund that full amount. They just asked that you allow 3 to 5 business days to see that credit, okay?
Sure.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.